Bye, folks.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, today we're going to talk about crazy, crazy stalkers. And my big issue with stalking is I've had several stalkers in my life. From the time I was in freaking high school, junior high school, up until just yesterday. A lot of times they will come off as just a friend that things turn really bad really quickly, or sometimes things don't turn bad until you try to stop whatever's going on. One thing I am going to talk about today is celebrity stalkers. And this actually hits close to home because I have a lot of friends that are celebrities. A few I don't talk to. I haven't talked to in probably a year or two because of the crap that went down. There's one I haven't talked to for several years because their stalking or their fans went completely off the reservation. And a lot of it went down on, of course, one of the social media sites, Twitter. Nobody knew who we were. A few people kind of were guessing and were assuming that they knew who they were, and they didn't know me, thankfully, but crap kind of hit the fan really quickly when a nickname was announced, which is my Twitter name now. When that name was announced or given to me, it really hit the fan on that one. There were fans that were going, well, I want a cute nickname, or I want this, and I want this, and why does she get it? And then I was getting comments, death threats, you name it, it hit. Thankfully, none of them knew exactly who I was, so I didn't have issues at home. But within this last year, I had a really big issue. I had a relationship that went south rather quickly because he had been cheating on me for months. And when I finally caught on to it and nailed it, nipped it right in the butt, he tried to end things with the other girl, and she went completely psychotic and stalker on me and him. And the screwed up thing is him and I weren't even together after that. She went and got tattoos of him and her. She, to this day, she has a tattoo of him and her on her. I'm not even going to say where it's at because that just pretty much nails who it is. If anybody's listening and knows her. She cornered me at Walmart. I was finding, you know, hunting knives in my vehicle. I've been through it. I know exactly how it feels. The one thing that bothers me when it comes to my celebrity friends is when those fans take things too far and interrupt. You know, I understand that there's that whole moment where they're like, they're there for that celebrity's happiness, and they, you know, they want the best for them, and it all comes across that way. In their brains, that's the way they think. But when it comes out, you're screwing up their lives, you're screwing up their happiness. Their peace is, like, non-existent with you, like, trampling all over it. People are going to make mistakes. People are human. I hope people are human. Maybe we're aliens. Who knows? But what I'm trying to say is, regardless whether it's a celebrity or not, they're going to make mistakes in their lives. They have to. It's human nature. It's how we learn from screwing up relationships, from screwing up friendships. We don't need people that don't know us telling us who we shouldn't be friends with and why we shouldn't be friends with them. And we don't need people telling us who we should be friends with. I mean, and then there are people that, you know, when a celebrity passes away, I can understand getting a memorial tattoo if that person impacted your life. I wanted to be a tattoo artist, so I have a major, major issue when people get names tattooed on their bodies. If it is not your family, like your immediate family, that includes children, doesn't include spouses, because spouses are a bad idea to get names of, unless they have passed away. Anyone in your family that's like a cousin, I have my cousin's tattoo, my cousin's name tattooed on my arm. He committed suicide last year, and it still hits home. I got the tattoo right after it happened because that person was right there for me for everything. No matter what I was going through, I'd pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, I'm having issues today. I need talked out of it. And it was just between him and me. Nobody else in the family knew about it. And whenever we were on family vacations together, he was down south living, and I was up here in the Midwest. When we were together on family vacations, we were together. We were like two peas in a pod. No separation. That stuff I can understand. Grandparents, I can understand. Loved ones that just, you know, die unexpectedly, car crashes, major traumatic events, I can understand. But when the person is still alive and you get their name tattooed on you and you do not know the person, that is over the line. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to tattoo somebody's name on me if that person don't know me in person, in real life. Yeah, they could talk to me on social media and stuff like that, but if they have never physically met me or had a conversation with me that has lasted more than 5 minutes, actually it's lasted more than 6 months, we don't need to be talking. I'm sorry, but getting tattoos of people's names, permanent marks, just irritates me. I have friends that are tattoo artists. I've had friends that have taken my designs that I've designed for tattoos and placed them on their body. My ex is a prime example. He is my walking canvas. He's got a Pandora's box that goes from his ankle all the way up to his wrist. And in between, the other issue I have is when people show up at your house or when you're on vacation. To my celebrity friends that are, you know, taking photos of themselves on vacation, here's a tip. Don't do it when you can see the outside of the house from where you're standing. Go somewhere else and take a picture. Because if you're taking a photo from where you're standing inside your house or inside your vacation home, or your hotel room, or whatever, and people see that, all they have to do is go on Google Maps, and they know exactly where you're at. This day and age with the internet and all this infinite knowledge, it is highly possible for somebody to find you. I've had several restraining orders passed. I'm probably going to have another one passed here in the next day or so. It turns out that this person actually found me by taking an old photograph from when I was 19 and putting it to Google and doing like a picture search and like matching it with all the faces, and actually found me. And at first it was innocent, completely innocent. And I'll tell you right now, I'm talking to two people on Twitter that well, I think I'm talking to one. I'm not exactly sure. But the other one I was talking to is the one that completely went psycho on me. And I completely lost it on Twitter last night. I was done. I wanted a direct message from this person. Otherwise, I was just going to stop. I was done. I was done with the games. Now, the other person, I can understand why there's not a direct message. But this one, something was off. I did not feel good about it. I did not feel right about it. And when I finally got that direct message, I got it through Snapchat. And I was really, really uncomfortable with the contents of that message. And what made it worse was this person is actually near me. So I may be moving. I'm not entirely sure, but I do have, you know, I take the necessary precautions. I have guns in the house. I have, you know, things at my disposal that I can use to protect myself and my children, especially my children. You know, that's number one for me. But if you don't know somebody, don't assume you do. Don't talk to them like you do. I do it because I want you to understand that if you're having a hard time in life, I will listen. You may not like what I have to say afterwards because I may call you a fucking idiot or tell you that you're being completely retarded. But when it comes to someone that you don't know, that would be like if you're having a conversation with me, you type me a few lines or whatever, or you message me and tell me, you know, hey, I'm having this issue. That's great. I will help you out with it as best I can. I have a doctorate in metaphysics. I can tell you exactly what to do and how to do it in order to get that stress away from you and how to handle that situation, depending on what it is. If it's medical, no, I'm not somebody. I do have nurse training, but I'm not a licensed doctor, so you can't come to me with that. I have a doctorate in metaphysics, philosophies, philosophy of being, meditations, you know, holistic stuff that I can help you with, burning of incense. You know, what type of incense to burn. I can help you with that. But if it gets to the point where you're talking to me every day about your entire life and you don't know me, I will tell you flat out whether or not I want to know that information. If I don't answer you within 5 minutes, I will get to you later. You are not important enough in my life for me to take the time to understand that whole situation. I do have a life. I do have things going on in my life, especially right now. The one thing I cannot press enough is when it comes to stalking, if you feel the urge to reach out to this person, like they have to know that they've impacted your life, write them a letter. Write them a letter, put it in the mail, and be done with it. If it's a celebrity, send it to their manager or to wherever, you know, send it to their fan email. Believe it or not, they actually have people that go through that, or they go through it themselves. There are quite a few celebrities that go through their own Twitters and read everything that has been sent to them that day. They may not respond to you, but I guarantee you they've seen it. Does that mean that your entire being and your entire life should revolve around that person? No. Your entire being and your entire life should revolve around you and those that are physically around you. I've had several people, well, I'm in love with, you know, this celebrity, and, you know, a psychic told me that we're going to get married. I'm going to tell you right now, that wasn't a very good psychic, because they're full of shit. It's hard to explain how much that is a pet peeve of mine when somebody says, well, the psychic told me that, you know, we belong together and that we were in a past life together. I'm all for past lives. I believe I've had several. My most recent one, I don't know why, but I'm obsessed with the friggin' ocean. No excuse why. I live in the Midwest. There is nothing but corn. I'm all for past lives. I'm all for psychics. If they're real. If they're legit. But the problem is there's so much stuff online that if you're talking to a psychic online or over the phone, all they have to do is pull up that information and they know everything about you. It's not that hard. How do you think paparazzi find celebrities to take their photos? They watch social media. That's why a lot of my celebrity friends, I really ream their butts about who they're taking photos of, where they're taking photos, because believe it or not, there are landmarks that people can look for. If they're nearby, if there is a stalker nearby that has a general idea of where you are, and you post a picture of a certain landmark that is known, they know exactly where you're standing or where you've been standing for the last 5 minutes. It is not that hard to track somebody. I've done it before. I had to do it with my ex. That's how I found out he was cheating on me. I'm not saying that that is okay. That is not okay. I did it for a purpose for my children and me. I was being treated like I was crazy because I kept calling him out and he kept lying. So I gathered the proof that I needed to present to them. Did I use it in a stalker fashion to where I was like, well, I know where you're at, so I'm coming to get you. No. Right now, I'm huddled in my basement in my bedroom, and I'm not going anywhere near windows right now. This last conversation that I had with somebody that I thought was a really decent person, was a really decent guy, went completely wrong in so many levels that it scares me. You may read things. You may read people's biographies or their books or watch them on TV or watch, you know, listen to the radio shows like you're listening to me. Or you may read stuff in magazines, newspapers, stuff like that. But that doesn't mean you know the person. They say never judge a book by its cover. That's judging a book by its cover right there. You're assuming you know that person just based on what you read. But have you ever really had a conversation with them? No. Do you know what they're thinking 90% of the time? No. And I'll tell you right now, a lot of times there's people that want somebody that can understand what they're thinking without them having to say anything. And that's great. Occasionally that happens. Does it happen all the time? No. But when it comes to celebrities, it's probably not going to happen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all the, you know, the fangirls and stuff like that. I'm sorry. But more than likely, it's not going to happen. 90% of the time, there is somebody that is absolutely perfect for you. I believe that with all of my heart, that there is somebody absolutely perfect for everyone on this planet. Is it a matter of finding them? No, it's a matter of timing. Sometimes that stuff just collides. You know, you start talking on Twitter. And believe it or not, internet connections have been known to happen. they have happened. I've seen them happen. And then there's also the in-person connections. You know, walking on a beach, and there's somebody sitting in the sand that, you know, is just like right there catching your eye. That doesn't mean that person's perfect for you. But you know what? For at that moment, you're interested. You're intrigued. There's a mystery. Mankind and womankind's need to constantly question everything is what makes us human. We question everything, regardless of what it is. It's interesting to think that, you know, everybody's like, well, why do you question everything? Why do you question everything? Because knowledge is power, for one. And mankind's need for power is, like, overwhelming half the time. But, two, it's how we understand why we're here. And sometimes we never get the answer. We, more than likely, none of us, at least, I want to say 95% of us will die not knowing the reason why we were here. If not all. It's hard to explain that to anyone. We question everything. I would rather people ask me questions than someone assume that they know me or they know what I'm thinking. There are psychics out there that can, at the drop of a hat, they will ask you questions to get the answer. Does that mean they're fake? No, absolutely not. It just means that they need a better understanding of who you are so that they can understand what you want or what you're looking for, what kind of answer you want. And then there are psychics that just don't ask questions. They just automatically know. Those type kind of scare me because that kind of makes me wonder if they're, you know, secretly got somebody in the back room pulling up all these websites, looking all this information up on me. Stalking is a very serious, serious problem. You know, it's one thing to be a fan of someone. You appreciate the work they've done and the things that they do, a better understanding of certain things. You know, somebody catches your eye. Of course they're attractive. Usually attractive. Always. Sometimes. Depending on who it is. But that does not mean that you have to know everything about their lives. To do one thing. Doesn't have to be big, doesn't have to be small, but I want you to, if you're a fan of somebody, say, you know what, I really appreciate what you're, you know, putting your information out there for all of us to know. I want you to thank them for that. But I also want you to back off. Because they're human beings, they deserve happiness too. They deserve to be in relationships and not having to worry about, you know, crazed fans, you know, egging their house or throwing shit at their windows or, you know, calling their girlfriend or boyfriend names. That significant other didn't ask for any of that. They asked to be with that person. And it's not fair to anybody. It's not even fair to the people that are doing it. Because I guarantee you, you do any of that crap, you stalk somebody, they're not going to want anything to do with you at all, ever. Maybe I'm just, you know, a little too venting today over this crap, but I mean, And there's another thing, you know, not responding. You know, if somebody doesn't respond to you on Twitter or on Snapchat or on Instagram or on Facebook, chill out. They're not going to respond. They're not going to respond. Another thing. Somebody that's stalking you or that is constantly trying to talk to you through those devices and you're not responding, sometimes not responding is bad because that puts them on a whole other level of from liking you to absolutely loathing you, talking shit about you, freaking turns that stalker into a completely bad stalker. The other thing, when you do respond, don't respond flirty. Don't encourage the behavior. That just makes it worse because then they think, oh, well, this person likes me. Wrong idea to give somebody that's stalking you. Wrong idea. People do crazy crap. And sometimes you want to be like, that's some crazy shit. On the other hand, you're like, wow, you know, you don't want to come off as the asshole or the bitch. Well, I'm sorry to say, but if you go, hey, somebody gets a tattoo of you or a tattoo of your name on them, and you go, hey, that's a nice tattoo, you know, nice done, you know, way to support me. No. The first thing you say is, that is not okay to do. I understand that you like me and you want to support me, but permanently marking your body with my name is not okay. And I really wish you would find some help. Or, you know what? Offer to give them a number to call for help. That's all I've got for the show today. So I guess if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, Doc Lamb Chop, or I'm kind of avoiding Snapchat or responding to anybody on Snapchat right now. So Twitter is your best bet to get a hold of me. Have a wonderful evening, and I will see you tomorrow.